Subscribable, observable, signal, sugar and whiplash. We are going to start by building a subscribable. Not exactly a real class, but think of it this way. It certainly is a very useful snippet. And it is an array or list of functions called subscribers and two functions, subscribe and unsubscribe. These two functions accept just one argument each. It is the subscriber, which is a function that receives data. Subscribe puts the function into the subscribers list, and unsubscribe gets rid of it. Nice and easy. As a very useful bonus that you should always implement, the subscribe function should return a tiny anonymous function that, when executed, automatically calls unsubscribe with your subscriber in it, so it cleans up after itself real well. And that's it. This is our subscribable. The first layer is complete. The next layer is that massive, huge observable. Signals are actually a superset of observables. All an observable is one more function added to our subscribable. Isn't this amazing? And that function is notify. It accepts a single argument, data. The notify function iterates over the subscribers, delivering to each that data. That is all an observable is. Notify, data. So you subscribe to an observable, and something somewhere in your application will say, observable notify, hello world. And all your subscribers are then given that piece of data. Signals are one more additional thing, just one. A data property. So instead of using notify with data, signals send their own data based on the data property. There are a couple of things that you must know, and we will be modifying that subscribable, customizing it specifically for signals. First of all, upon subscription, if the data value is something, as in not null or undefined, you must send it to the subscriber immediately. So you say, if this data, subscriber this data. You don't even use the notify function, just send it straight into the function you just got. And you have to give your signal a getter and a setter. Some also add a get and set function, but that is an extra. So you have a set value, that if a value is different from this data, assigns to this data and calls notify to update all the subscribers. And then get value that reads from this data for when you don't want to subscribe to get the signal value. I made this sound way too complicated, but I wanted to show you all the little details of signals because they are so important. So now when you say my signal dot value equals my hovercraft is full of eels, all the subscribers will be given that data. But also, that latest data is kept in the signal under .data that you can access through value if you just need to grab it real quick. Otherwise, you subscribe, and if it is not null, then your subscriber function will be given that value immediately. And then, of course, at any point in time that the value changes. That's it. That's subscribable, our imaginary class. Observable, a very primitive signal-like architecture. And finally, our signal, which holds a value inside itself. Very simple. Now, this part is for those of us who looked at observables but never quite really fully understood them because of all the syntactic sugar. Basically, I know the question that is on your mind. And that other stuff in Angular and Rx, that is really just a layer on top of observables to make them more convenient to use. Please quote me here. Be it in code or in real life, sugar is poison. Sugar just means that you handle data and error separately in this case. Otherwise, you would get function arguments, error, and data, just like in the old school node callbacks. If you weren't feeding an object in there, in your subscriber, you would have to check if there was an error, and then and only then process the data. But sugar is absolutely bad, and extremely bad for learning. Finally, I will end this beautifully short text with a whiplash. Because you can create an observable that accepts a doStuff function via the constructor that may send clicks of a mouse, or the ticks of a tux of a clock, or subscribe somewhere and send data from there, without a subscribers array, or that imaginary subscribable layer class. By simply giving every subscriber to the doStuff function that we captured in the constructor as an argument. Whoa. Not counting the method names. That's just two lines of code.